Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To another guy that has the inside, and is also fantastic to talk to, Jim Paschke, the Bucks television voice on Fox Sports Wisconsin. He is here joining us. Jim, how you doing?
Great, Bill. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you too, my friend. How do you describe game one? I mean, the game one, the intensity, the tenacity, it almost like they looked at the Toronto Raptors and some of the games that happened on Saturday and said, okay, that's not going to happen to us, and they came out with an energy that was simply unmatched.
Well, that's exactly right. I think they probably did realize that three road teams won in the first set of games on Saturday, and you know, it was a good reminder that things can happen, and we saw that last night with the Clippers and Golden State. If you let down, it could be a big problem. Last night, Golden State led by 31 and lost the game. So, you know, the unpredictability of the playoffs has been interesting to me so far, as long as it stays away from Milwaukee.
I wanted to ask you specifically about, I mean, because we were sitting here talking last night about the depth of knowledge, and I'm talking Pau Gasol and George Hill and a couple of the guys on this team. It seems like when they brought them in, whether it was John Horst or Budenholzer, very much out of the Popovich book of, we're going to bring in veterans that know how to talk to young guys. They don't necessarily have to come in and be coaches, but these are guys that we hope the young guys will look up to and say, and be inquisitive and say, what do I need to do in this situation? What am I looking for? What should I expect? And it seems like the blend they put together has been fantastic.
Well, and even more than that, I think Pau Gasol particularly would be proactive. I think he won't wait for players to ask him. I think I referred to him as the playoff whisperer, and I think it's a great thing to have on a team, particularly one that hasn't gone deep in the playoffs. These are young players, and I think it'll be a big factor when this is all said and done, Bill.
The shooting was lights out the other night. Defense has been very, very good. What do you expect in game two? We'll start with the Pistons first. How do you defend what the Bucks came out with?
Well, it's very difficult when Blake Griffin is not available, and we're hearing that he won't play in the series. So that puts Detroit at a great deficit. You know, Milwaukee just has to do what they do, Bill. If they come out and, you know, show the kind of resolve we saw in game one and play defense that we saw, I suspect that they will get through this first-round series with relative ease. I'm not predicting a sweep by any means. You never know about that based on what we were just talking about with the unpredictability. But I think if Milwaukee does what they've shown us they can do, and if they do that consistently, they'll be just fine.
What has it been with Coach Budenholzer that has been able to, I don't want to say flip the switch, it just seems like it's too easy, but he has been the master almost at motivation, manipulation, when to kind of, you know, kind of hit the horse, so to speak, and when not to, and to let guys just be guys, and to be able to take this group of you know, you got a 38-year-old Pau Gasol, you got guys that are in their early 20s, and to be able to put it all together and say this whole thing is going to work. What has it been about him that he's been kind of that, and when you talk about being a playoff whisperer, the coach that's been able to do this?
Well, I can only think of two situations from the start of training camp until yesterday where I heard Coach Budenholzer be stern or raise his voice a little bit or call them to attention. I think there's been total buy-in. I think the coaching staff set up a system and they set up a program, and the players they bought into it right away, but they've enjoyed it because this staff keeps it light. They keep it fun. They keep it simple. And, you know, just the other day, they went out for practice, and there was wiffle ball set up on the court, and they played wiffle ball, and I had a chance to witness that and kept everybody loose. So it's been a real unique program in my years in the league, but it's been a really good program, and the players would tell you how much fun they're having. And I think that allows you to focus and bear down when you have to, and we've seen that all season.
Jim, I was when we were talking with Powell last night, he said the one thing that has been so good has been consistency, and that Budenholzer's not afraid to get into anybody. That's including Giannis. Have you seen that as well, where that respect level is off the charts? Because, one, Giannis is coachable. I mean, that's that when you got a superstar that's very open and receiving to criticism, that means the world. So as much as we want to talk about Budenholzer and his lead, you have to. It starts with Giannis, and if he says would be aloof or on a pedestal or something, that it may not work the same, but because he's been so receptive, everybody in that locker room has been receptive.
This has been equal opportunity in every case, on every level, in every way, all season long, in my view. Everyone has had their moment where they had to be straightened up, if you will, where they had to be talked to a little bit. And you're right. He doesn't play favorites in any way. He's smart enough to understand that you can't let Giannis or a superstar get away with something and then hold someone else accountable. It's been very even-handed. It's been applied beautifully. And I think that the players appreciate that very much. They're all the same. They're all in this together. And when you have that message, you have to treat it that way. And Coach Budenholzer has done that.
So you had mentioned that we believe that we are not going to be seeing Blake Griffin anytime soon. Drummond obviously getting tossed out of the last ball game. So no Blake Griffin, so now what? Because you're going to see a lot of Thon Maker. You're going to see some guys rotate through there. But I got to be honest, Jim, they don't have the talent that can simply go toe-to-toe with what the Bucks offer unless the Bucks just have an epically bad game. Do you see it the same way?
Well, they have players who can get hot from three, but I don't think without Blake Griffin they can sustain that. They might be able to win a quarter or two. I don't see them being able to sustain that against the Bucks defense long enough to perhaps win a game. But the thing that might concern me a little bit, and we saw this on Sunday night, if the Bucks are so dominant that there are big gaps in score and they lead by 40, then the frustration sets in for Detroit, and then strange things can happen, as we saw with the push by Drummond against Giannis. That concerns me a little bit because I don't like that to happen. Injuries happen in those cases. That worries me a little bit. So we'll have to see how it plays out. And, of course, the officials have to control all of that, and they'll be aware of that type of thing. But when you have big leads, frustration sets in, and then it gets a little ragged. That concerns me on some level.
With the defense that this team played, now Drummond missed some shots early on in that ballgame and some bunnies. I mean, he just was a little bit disrupted, and they had hands flying everywhere. I think at one time Pat Connaughton even swiped one away when he went up from behind. So, but I believe Reggie Jackson can get hot. I know Brown can get hot. But, you know, other than a couple of the guys that have had hot hands in the past, again, you know, the defense of the Bucks has been so good. I mean, Jim, we talked about this last year, going back to the beginning of the season with Jason Kidd, who wanted to play this style of defense. What has made the difference this year defensively versus what they wanted to do last year defensively? Is it just that it's become simpler? It's kind of back to defense 101?
Well, yeah, it's very simple, and everybody has a job to do, and I think Eric Bledsoe's point of attack defense has been spectacular this year for the most part. He's been outstanding. And in this series, you know, he tends to play pretty well against Reggie Jackson. Ish Smith has the capability of getting into a defense and finding shooters. You know, if they would get hot or get on a run, it might come with Ish Smith at point guard and Luke Kennard and some of the other guys getting hot from three. But again, I don't know if they can sustain that against this defense long enough in a game to prevail. And certainly, you know, if they did it once, I don't know if they could do it twice. But, you know, that's just my take on it. You never know. You have to be careful with that type of statement. But that's how I view it, Bill.
I firmly believe that they're going to win at home. Then to win that first one on the road, we know past success. I don't think that they even look at this as, I mean, Jim, do you get any sense at all that this team has trepidation about getting out of the first round? I think their sights are clearly set on getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, winning it, and getting into a championship contest.
Well, I believe that to be the case also. I think that's been the goal all year. You know, they also have been wisely attentive to the fact that this franchise hasn't won a first-round series since 2001. I don't think they fear that. I think they believe they can get through the first round, but they at least have that in the back of their mind as motivation. So I think it's all set up pretty well. I think the players understand where they are, and now we'll have to see how far they can go before and if they have to learn a playoff lesson. You know, historically, teams have to learn playoff lessons before they can prevail, and and get all the way to the throne room. But we'll see. This team is pretty good, Bill, and I think their heads are on straight, and I think their focus has been outstanding this season.
Biggest acquisition in the entire NBA this season, would you agree, would be Brook Lopez?
Well, certainly the biggest and most cost-effective. He's been phenomenal. I'm so happy for him. It's incredible what he has brought to this team. I just saw, you know, whatever the numbers are, the Bucks signed all the players last summer for X amount of money, and it was like one-tenth what Charlotte had to pay for their group of people. So just outstanding work on bringing in the right pieces at the right cost. And all of that is important because the Bucks can try to keep this group together if they choose and if they're able to do that moving forward. So I think those things are very important. And Brook Lopez has been phenomenal, just a great guy to have around and phenomenal in his production for this team. It's been
Jim,
spectacular.
Looking forward to tomorrow night. It's going to be exciting. Finally, it looks like the weather's going to break at least a little bit. I remember those pep rallies we had years ago down in the square down there, and I can imagine it's only going to get bigger with much more anticipation for actually heading to a championship. Good stuff. Good luck as always, and we'll talk soon, my friend, okay?
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it, and I hope everybody enjoys this run. It should be a good one. It should be a long one,
I hope. Certainly should. Cross your fingers. Jim Paschke, ladies and gentlemen, the Bucks television voice for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.